Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You're listening once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. I'm your host, Imam Alfred, the host of Religion Means Alive, and today I'm blessed to have with us Alfred Y. Muhammad, and he's going to serve as my interlocutor, as they say in the law. He's going to ask me questions, and you can join the conversation at 805-727-7013, 805-727-7013, and it is question and answer. We really are going to review a lot what we did yesterday. Yesterday, we talked a bit about mass incarceration. From mass incarceration to mass, from mass incineration to mass incarceration to mass resurrection. From mass incineration to mass incarceration to mass incineration. So we talk about that, but I want to just not make the situation all bad. I want to make the situation in its right perspective. That is to say, 7 out of 10 of our people are not in the criminal justice system, and a large percentage of our people are doing exceptionally well. In fact, we have a large number of our people that are in the corporate America. We have large numbers of our people, swaths of our people that are going to colleges and universities. Large number of our people are in the profession, a greater number than we had before. That we are more prosperous than we ever have been. We also have more money than we ever earned. And we have several billionaires among us. So, dear people, we have a lot to be thankful for, but we at the same time have a lot to deal with. It's something wrong when 3 out of 10 of our people have involved or is involved with the criminal justice system. There is something wrong when large swaths of our men are standing around on the corners everywhere we can imagine, getting near Martin Luther King Boulevard in any city in these United States, and there's a trouble zone. We don't have communities that are financed and actually patronized by us. So there are problems, but they're not insurmountable. I believe that the same God that brought us a mighty long way is going to bring us a long way as long as we follow God's plan. God gives us free will. And we can choose, or we don't have to follow what God wants for us. So, with that in mind, I'm going to ask Alfred Y. Muhammad to be prepared to ask me some questions. Is going to be prepared to quiz me, and I'm going to attempt to do the best of my ability. I'm going to see what I can do to answer those questions. So, with those words, I'm going to turn it over to Alfred Y. Muhammad.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. I'm thrilled to be back here on Religion Means Alive this Monday, June 10th. June 20th. It's the summer solstice. Today is, if I'm not mistaken, the longest day of the year, and is also the only day that the summer solstice and a full moon will happen on the same day. So some pretty big things happening celestial-wise, so I'm going to try to live up to that regarding the questions today and really try to hit some hard topics, particularly regarding African-American males, seeing as Father's Day was yesterday. I couldn't interview my father yesterday because, or really help him out yesterday because I had to work. You know, I work now. So I had to do this today. I had to follow up with some questions today. And without further ado, I'm going to go on with the question. So my first question to you today is, regarding this interview, is Father's Day was yesterday. What do you believe is the state of the African-American male right now in America?
state of the African American bill.
Hold on one second. Without delving too deep into why or giving a back.
Shameful. It is a shameful situation that we have large swaths of African American men in jail or involved in the criminal justice system. We have low numbers of African American men that are prepared to marry. We have a low number of African American men or even industrialized who have opted out of the system. We have large numbers of African American men who see salvation in either vocational roulette, what I mean by that. That is that they're interested either in music, athletics, or crime. And those are the only options that they see. We have large numbers of African American men who have dropped out before they're in the fifth grade or opted out.
Why do you believe that they are in this state? I mean, we talk a lot on this program about the history of the African American male, but can you really summarize why do you believe we are in this state?
We're in this state for several reasons. One of the main reasons is 80% of it is not our fault. 80%, particularly for Muslim African Americans, it's about 20% our fault. And 10%, Muslim African Americans, the Imam Muhammad's Association, is 10% our own fault. 20%. African Americans who are not from the nation, from Imam Muhammad's and Nation of Islam, is 10% their fault.
You believe we have stagnated? Do you believe we are in a stagnant motion right now, or do you believe we have progressed? Because going back to even the time during the 60s, you could argue that we had made a lot of progress, African-American males. We were, you know, looked at in the public eye as looking pretty good. But, I mean, as soon as a lot of our leaders passed, and it seemed like almost as soon as we hit the roadblock that was the 70s, we really started to go down as a result. And what do you think, name some of the factors that caused this stagnation, if you believe there is any stagnation regarding the African American male.
Well, the biggest problem African American males have is that they have turned away from that ancestral spirit of an obedience to God and a sacred respect for family life. Our people have gone off into the wilderness, and they've followed the false gods, the gods of pleasure, the god of sex, the god of money, the god of fun, and not the god of creation, the god of all of us. That's what has happened. This is collectively of our people. Now, I have to tell you that there's an astounding number of our people who are doing phenomenally well, but the group picture is very, very extraordinarily ugly, worse than it's ever been in the history of our people.
So are you alluding to the fact that that African-Americans tend to focus on themselves or are focusing on themselves now as the individual, that there is no emphasis placed on group movement? Instead, we are really more individual than ever. Why do you believe it is like that? Do you believe many of us have lost hope in each other?
Well, I think that the greatest leader African-Americans have had, the most established leader of African-Americans, was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I think that when our people, Dr. King, passed, most of us died right in the Lorraine Hotel. When the bullet went through his brain, it went through our brain and our hearts. We did have a leader who was not as popular. We had about 1 million followers. That is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He was able not to be the mass leader. So our people wasn't really affected by him. There are several reasons they weren't affected by him. But I will say Dr. King was leading. We went away from that. Dr. King said the content of our character, not the color of our skin. So we went from, you know, God over our head to black power to green power to no power to let it all hang out.
Fight the power,
shake your booty, go up the sideboard hollering, let it all hang out. I mean, it's just we have gone into actually pauperie. Just mixed motives, far away. away from what God has intended for us. And so, as a result of that, we have turned our back on God and the ancestral spirit, and God has left us. So we still have exceptional individuals who value family, who value God, value faith, and they're making progress. And what our people, when they came out of slavery, the first thing our people wanted was education. Now, most of us, too many of us, I won't say most of us. Yeah, I mean, most of us. We're not interested in education. We don't have an inquisitive mind. It's just about fun. The most popular shows, I'm told, in correctional facilities are Empire, and what is the hip, Life and Love?
Love,
hip,
love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop. I mean, this is crazy stuff. You know, and nobody's forcing this upon us. The most popular book on the street for those who are literate is Beds Magazine, Don and Diva. This is reality. Jailhousing is the order of the day, particularly for our men. And, yes.
All right, well, I mean, now that we're on the topic of jailhouse and everything, why do you believe it is almost a rite of passage for the African-American male to go to jail and, if not, to know about the jail? Or to act like a person who has been in jail before. Why do you believe, what external factors, what internal factors, what do you believe have played a part into the African-American male being in this state of conscience?
Well, first, I'm not going to beat the African-American male up. I'm going to say Satan, the evil, manipulative being that look, act like we are, but we don't consider him to be human. These are manipulating, scheming people have given us the invitation. And we've accepted it. So it's our fault that they set these this invitation up. It's not our fault that they set it up. It is our fault that we walked into it. What is even more criminal is our leaders are not addressing it. Right in the Muslim community, I think I'm the only one that is addressing these problems. Most have gone into Arabism, Pakistanism, all other isms and schisms. Very few are calling out people to the high place. And the church has just lost it. The church is calling people to money and prosperity and all this kind of stuff. They have lost it. The mosque is in the same situation. The mosque is calling us to mysticism. Not Imam Muhammad, not Dr. King, but they were the exceptions rather than the rule.
All right, well, moving on into the topic of females now, without being too biased, because many people will hear this and say, well, he's being too biased, he's doing this, da-da-da-da-da. Without being too biased, what do you believe, based on what you see, what you are taking in via osmosis, what do you believe is the state of the African-American female right now? Without just being too harsh, because we have the luxury of, grilling or, just going into a little bit further into the African American male, but what do you believe is the state of the African American female based on what you see?
The African American female is lost collectively. There are exceptional African American women, certainly people like Michelle Obama, and there are many others besides them. For the most part, we have always lost motherhood. That was lost in slavery. And it's gotten progressively worse. I know sisters will take exception to this. But sisters need to raise serious questions while they're losing that grip on their men. I worked at a college. You remember I worked at several colleges as a counselor. And I used to address some of the women and say, you know what it is? You're a female dude. You're walking around with Tims. You're acting like a man. The only thing you have is a female organ. But you're competing with a man. A man does not want a dude. A man wants a woman. Woman. Not a woe man. Woe to the mind. Man really means mind. Woman is the mother of the mind. And women have gotten away from that position. Now, they didn't get by this by any accident or happenstance. The African-American men have dropped the ball, too. So a lot of brothers have left a trail of blood, bitterness. Fathers have abandoned our daughters. It's generation, 55, 6 generations of this. So we have a trail of blood. It's going to require a tremendous amount of healing. It's going to require a tremendous amount of conversion. We got, as a people, as a whole, we got to be, first we have to repent and be converted back to God and God's power. And accept, if you're Muslim, what your scripture said, what your prophet said, what your messenger said, what the insight of your leader said. That's Muslim. If you are African-American Christian, you should look for the best traditions of African-American Christian life and follow it. Be devoted to it. But I don't believe the African-American Christian will rise up to the African-American Muslim become devoted. Because I think it's very explicit. For al-Islam, it's a how to live a life, and we can set the example for our Christian people. But we off the job. We got to get back on the job.
Okay, well, now that we've addressed both sides, the male and the female, why one is like the other, why the male is like the way he is, why the female is the way he is, do you believe that the African-American family, do you believe it is in existence, or do you believe it is broken? Do you believe it's shattered? And if so, why do you believe it is like that? Can you give a historical context on it? Why do you believe the...
Yes, it is shattered. It's not destroyed. There's been a desire in the African-American... Well, it's been shattered. Slavery did it. I mean, it did a tremendous job, phenomenal job, of first emasculating the man and placing the woman in the position where she became more manly than her role is. We have both male and female in us. So the woman has been pushed out of her role as being a mother. She had the mother of the slave master's children. And I'm not talking that nonsense that Malcolm gave us about the house Negro and the field Negro. That's nonsense, absolute nonsense. Malcolm was a master rhetorician. God bless him, forgive him, and sins and have mercy on him. But this was a phenomena of African-American people. Now, I would like to reference the attention to the grandson, the great-grandfather of the current Secretary of Homeland Security, Mr. Jed Johnson. His great-grandfather, had written a classic book sociologically called In Shadow of the Plantation. And he studies African-American life based on the plantation life. John Blasphemy Game, you will probably read this in college, has written a book called The Slave Communities in America. He talks about the life that we try to form in America. So I think it's critical for us to understand what has essentially happened to us. Excuse me.
What was I going to say? I had it in my head.
You know what it's about?
Yeah, it was about this, like, it's about police killers. Wow.
Oh, you want me to answer about police killers?
It was more to that, though. It was like, oh,